were you privy to much conversation about the decision to turn them off? You know, you can close the mines, but you could keep the pumps running, you know, even if the mines aren't working, right? I mean,
no, we couldn't really do that.
I know it would come at a cost, but to think of the cost through CERCLA all these years later, you know.
You can't keep the pumps running without somebody watching the pumps.
Mm-hmm.
You would have had to have somebody down in the mine all the time. And the pumps would not run without somebody down there. The air would go bad without somebody manning the fan bags. You could not do that.
Sure. And so, that moment.
Yeah. It was a dramatic moment.
Did you feel like the future of Butte was at stake?
No, but I felt like the future of the underground was certainly at stake. You have to understand that at that time, the Continental Pit was turning out moly and copper and gold, and it was turning out a lot of moly, and moly was selling for $26 a pound.
Wow, it's not even half that now.
Yeah, and we were making a lot of money out of the pit, out of the Continental Pit. The Berkeley Pit was still running, and it was turning out a lot of gold and silver and copper, and the underground was making money. But the price of copper was falling off radically, and it was getting close to the point where the underground would not make money because of the cyclical nature of copper, and it was approaching the point where we would have kept running. You know, we would not have shut down the Kelly, but it was approaching the point where the pit would have to carry the Kelly until copper went back up in value.
Hmm. Do you ever think about... You know, I see so many pictures of all the workings under there and the pump room and how much work went into creating those underground mines, and now to think that they're submerged forever, all that work is...
Oh, sure. I've got pictures of all of that. I've got pictures that go back to early days of mining, and I've got pictures of the pump room, and I've got a lot of pictures of all of that.
It's almost like a whole city underground is...
It was a city underground.
But now it's gone.
It's gone forever. It's full of water.